Do you know how to properly dispose of an American flag? It's a flag etiquette refresher on a Flag Day edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
We all would like to make a little extra money. There are bills to catch up on and a vacation we'd like to take this summer. Starting today, you can work part-time or full-time from any location. No one dictates your schedule. You start and stop when it works best for you. Work as much or as little as you like. How's that for a perfect opportunity? If you visit earnmorethanbefore.com, you'll find free information on how to start as soon as today. Companies online are hiring to post ads on the internet. They need someone like you to help. You will be provided with everything you need to get started, including some sample information you can copy and paste into forms. It's a complete step-by-step program. Visit earnmorethanbefore.com and get signed up. It only takes a few minutes. Go shopping, run errands with your kids. You make your own schedule. Part-time or full-time, it's totally up to you. That's the beauty of this system. The only way is to get started today. Log on to earnmorethanbefore.com. That's earnmorethanbefore.com. Now you can be your own boss at earnmorethanbefore.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 14th, the 165th day of the year. President Donald Trump celebrates a birthday, and the Stars and Stripes were adopted as our national flag on this day in 1777. Need to brush up on your flag etiquette? Here's a few points of protocol. The flag should never be dipped to any person or thing. It shouldn't be flown upside down, except as a distress signal, never used as a drapery or covering, or for advertising purposes. Only civic or patriotic organizations may use it on uniforms. And how do you dispose of a worn-out flag? Burning in a dignified manner is acceptable. First, make a call to your local American Legion post or Boy Scout troop. Many offer periodic flag retirement services. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.